I was just explaining to you the very talk here, you see. So what is charity, that was the best word to be used. For love sometimes is taken for the love of the world. Love or charity is the attribute of the soul or the heart. So the love which is for the world, that is not called love, you see, that is called lust, that is called attachment. People do speak of love, but where is love? They don't know even what love is. The saint has defined it just to give away heart to somebody and to go around heartless. When heart is taken away by somebody, what is left with you? Only such a man can really realize what love is. Outward expression, outward sign of man who loves is he is the implicit obedience, complete self-surrender. He cherishes what the beloved or the master wants it. He always goes to please the master, not to please himself. It is no business. So what love is, you know, and how this can be had, this is not grown in the fields, not, I think, bought from any shop. So this is already innate in your soul, but that can be flared up when you come across somebody who is overflowing with love. So man's body, we have got, you see, in which we can dwell that love. Love is already, as I told you, it is innate in our souls. Love requires attachment with somebody. So we have, instead of attaching our soul to our self, to God, all consciousness, we have attached to the body and outward faculties and the world around. That has been the reason of our coming back again and again to the world. If we have love for the Lord, who is already controlling us in the body, naturally we will go where God is. We are not to return to the least. So love is flared up only in the company of somebody who is already overflowing with love. In a society he will have infection of love, you see. Radiation of it. So who can follow this way? Who can completely surrender his body, mind and soul? And also the very faith. So beloved is everything. He will be ready to sacrifice everything for the beloved. Sarman has been a great saint. He was asked, well, you have met your master, what have you got with you, what have you got in return? He says, this man body, to save the man body, we have to sacrifice everything to save the body, money and attachment. And to save your soul, you will even have to sacrifice your body and all other bodies, so many. And to save your faith, you will sacrifice so many lives. He says, I have given away body, mind, soul and faith, everything. The very word of the Master is my faith. The very word of the Master is my life. That is the bread of life, the water of life. To complete self-surrender and implicit obedience, that's the outward sign of man who loves. Who can have it? Who does not care for all these things? To him the word of the Master is the Bible, the Veda, the Quran. after all, these Vedas and Qurans and Bibles, what do they contain? What they have got? These are only given statements of certain such like masters who were one with God, who were God in man. The very words which they express, though, form the subject of our scriptures. So what are our scriptures? You see, the very words which were uttered by the masters who were Word made flesh and dwelt amongst us, those very words are recorded in the scripture. If a man, you get come across somebody who is Word made flesh, then his very word is Bible, his very word is Quran, the Granth or anything else. You follow? Who can do all that? Give his body attachments and soul and even everything, you see? It's a man of very brave man, you see? Whose bravest heart is not the business of everybody. An outward expression, the outward symbol of one who loves is he has got implicit obedience of the man. If you love me, keep my commandments. This is what Christ said, and all of the masters said. Guru Nanak said, the word uttered by the God in man is the very God, the very Guru. Those who pay obeisance to the body of the Master, there's less hope as compared, because what the Master utters, you live up to it only, then you'll be get higher life. And those who pay obedience to the words which he utters, his emancipation and definite and sure and certain. We should just obey or pay respect to the words the Master utters. He is sure to go back to the home of his heart. Those only pay obeisance to the Master outwardly and do not live up to what the Master says, there is yet time, you see, time factor is necessary. So that is why Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is your first step. And ultimately you give away outward things, body, mind, soul and everything. So he has got no will of his own, but the will of the Master is his will. Just see where we stand actually. You give away everything, what remains is God. World, WORLD, you take it, this L-I-hood from within you, you're God. You take out L from the word, world, what remains word? And in the beginning was the word was with God, and word was God. This little I-hood, ego, stands in our way to God. When you completely surrender yourself to the God in man, not the body, we have respect for the body of course, then your L is eliminated. I use this God. There's a story of Guru Ram Das, fourth Guru of the sixth. Masters always test their disciples to see how far they are fit. So he ordered just to raise certain platforms. Well, all disciples started building those platforms as ordered. Then when they were ready, the Master said, oh, this is no good, you see, this is not right. Again, throw it away again. Fresh platform to new one. Again they did like that. Where 2, 3, 4, 5 times they did, and they ordered to be just dismantled. Then he said, oh well, this earth are the mud, what you have used, this is not right. Bring from that place and that building. Then he ordered 4, 5 times like that. Then, oh, this place is no good, just come on to the other place, there you have to build platform. Well, you see, by and by, people left to it. We are disciples, we are not completely surrendered ourselves to the will of the Master. We just take it what our mind, intellect appeals, what it appeals to our intellect. Then I think Guru Ram Das says that 72 times the platforms were built and dismantled. All others left, he was the only man remaining. People told me, look here, the Master has become old. He is not in his right senses. You see, what is the good of just raising these platforms and dismantling? You leave it. And Guru Ram Das was in tears. He says, Master is all wisdom. If his wisdom is not right, what he says, if I am ordered all through life to build these platforms and dismantle them, my lookout is only to obey the orders, without bringing in any idol. You follow me? This means complete self-surrender. Now, step by step, you judge for yourself where you stand. We want to meet God, yes, very easier. Complete self-surrender, everything. When there is no I and no L, then God is within you. He has not come from outside to enter within you. It is already there. Your I-hood or ego stands in the way. And this ego comes up when you are conscious of the body, or the physical body, or the astral body, or the causal body. When you rise above the physical body, the physical I-hood is eliminated. Then you got the astral I-hood. When you rise above astral body, you do the astral I-hood. When you rise above causal body, then you must come really understand who you are. Your will is the will of the Lord, and the Lord's will is within you. But all this starts from where? ABC starts from where? To obey the orders of the Master. If she love me, keep my commandments. What does he say? He says, all right, have your life pure. For a while inwards from outside, within, rise above body consciousness, rise above physical body, come in contact with the God into expression power with the light and sound principle within you. Then rise above astral body, then rise above causal body, and you'll find that the dark of your consciousness will be absorbed in the all consciousness in the world. You'll find I and my Father one. Then you can rise further into the super conscious state. This is the ultimate goal we have to come to. The ABC starts from complete self-surrender and implicit obedience of the Master. The God in him, of course. We respect his body because that human pole is blessed at which that power works, is manifest. And the man who is attached to the outward things or the name or fame, you see, how can he take even one step on the way? So this is what is always enjoined by all masters who came in the past. They come here to bring you back to God. But the people don't pay any attention to them, you see. They simply go to molest them sometimes. So this is what we want, you see. If you want to progress on the way back to God, then this is the steps we have to take. First, implicit obedience, what he says. When he rises above body, how will he get you stuck in the physical enjoyments and outward things? You rise up above them. So, yeh hai prem ka khasa bhai. Dekho hum kahan baithe. Parson kuch aur tha, kal kuch aur tha, aaj kuch prem bada hai. Prem ki tareef bhi kya ho sakti? No word can express. Love cannot be defined in words. Can you define love? Now, in words, you give some examples to show what is love. And not you can exactly express the very feelings of your heart. What love is? You may feel, or other may feel, see, those who are on the way. It is a subject of soul. Already within us, we have to develop it. This was misconstructed, I would say, outside. We have to withdraw from outside and attach ourselves to our controlling power within this body. That's all. But it is.